Fuck yeah.
But I would like to get this cleared up, and I'm more than willing to give the neighbors a call, and we can hopefully try to clear this up.
If I could just add...
Who is this?
This is Mrs. Leonard. This is Kelly Leonard.
Okay, yeah.
My husband has you on speakerphone, and I was listening, so that's why I was chiming in. The thing that I find to be extremely interesting is it seemed like there was a bit of confusion even on the part of the contractors, because when we even inquired as to why there was a truck on the property, the one gentleman actually indicated that, and he used a racial term, that they weren't supposed to have the vehicles on private property the way that they were. So he was...
Okay, what was the racial term? Sorry.
Well, no, he just said Spanish people. I don't know what these Spanish people are doing. They know that we're not supposed to have a vehicle of this size on this kind of property, and that's why I'm calling a supervisor in.
Yeah, because according to the report, it says that you had, not you, sorry, your husband had come out in his boxers, and he was verbally berating them, and he used the term, apparently, quote-unquote, dirty spics, get off my lawn.
And then he said,
dirty spics, go back to Mexico with your burritos, get the fuck off my lawn. That's exactly
what it says. Oh, my goodness. Ma'am, that's alarming to me, and we take personal...
it's alarming to me, too. He said...
personal offense to that, ma'am, and I wish you knew even a morsel of our character
it hurts my heart to even say that. That's not the type of thing that I would ever say. I'm just reading directly
off. And so my question now is, and my challenge is this, is it's going to be difficult for us to allow them back on our property without us notifying law enforcement when they come back on our property,
since we're
being falsely accused the way that you have indicated.
Yeah.
So, right now, it seems like the best way to resolve the issue
is to let the police deal with it, maybe?
We'll get our attorneys involved.
Do you think there's a way that, you know, like when they do come back tomorrow, if maybe you could just, you know, you could stay in the house and they can keep to what they're doing, and maybe we can just, you know, try to avoid any confrontation? You know, is there a way that we can just...
I think the challenge is, ma'am, is that...
The challenge for us
is that there was no confrontation, and so I'm a bit puzzled why the issue has been exacerbated the way that it has.
Like I said, I'm not sure when you started listening to the conversation, but the property that they were on, apparently we do have information from the city stating that area that they were on specifically is actually not your property. It's considered city property.
It
says your property line actually it ends at a certain point, right? And so they were after that point. So
this is a private residence. We know our property line explicitly. We have the maps that show our property line. Okay. Now you're asking us to just stay in the house.
We have two teenagers who go back and forth to school. That's fine. You can leave. I'm not telling you just to stay in your house, but if you cannot stop yourself from making racial remarks or yelling at them, then I ask, please try to avoid that at all costs.
And ma'am, I told you there were no racial remarks made by me. I spoke with them very respectfully.
Okay, well, if there's a way for you not to... do you think there's a way for you maybe just to not address them? Just sort of, you know, put your blinders on, pretend
if
that they're not there?
If someone's on your property, wouldn't you address them and ask them, what are you doing? How long are you going to be here? That's a right that we have. Someone comes on your property, you have the right to ask them, who are you representing?
You know what I would do, and I've actually done this before. If it was a random stranger, I would be curious, but... If it was, you know, people who were in a marked car or a vehicle with uniforms on.
Unmarked vehicles. No one had a badge, ma'am. Not one of them had a Comcast badge.
Okay, but listen, they clearly had tools of the trade with them. They were clearly doing work. So at that point, I would say, hello, guys, where are you from? And I would probably make them some sweet tea and bring it out to them. I would be a civil, neighborly type person.
Ma'am, I don't appreciate your tone, and I'd like to get to the next level of your supervisor, a manager someone who's going to be able to deal with us.
You're listening to the Prank Call Nation Network Machine.
Hello.
Hello.
At prankcallnation.com.